haven't been many games where you haven't got hits either, though.
Right.
And, you know, usually there's something there.
You got to give Dallas credit. They did a good job, and you know, we'll just respond.
Were they game planning almost to get the ball out of his hands right away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did a lot of that, but that's still no excuse. They still have to find a way to get there, no matter what.
How motivated is this defense to put on a better showing on Sunday?
Very motivated. We all know we have to play better. We know we're a better defense than the way we went out there and played. You know, we didn't execute. And, you know, we're coached better than that, and we're going to play better than that Sunday for sure.
How was Perry this week? Sometimes he can be a little emotional after a bad performance.
You know, Perry was always Perry. You know, he's a great coach, and, you know, he was honest the way he's always been. I don't think he was any more hard on us this week than he was the week before. So, you know, that's the way he is. You know, he's the same way the whole time, and, you know, we've come to appreciate that.
Well, see, when you say play better as a front four to get after the quarterback, is it about recognition, reading keys, winning your one-on-one battles, more discipline? What specifically has to be fixed?
Well, specifically in this past game, you know, they were getting the ball out quick, and we knew that. So we should have done a better job of getting our hands up. We weren't going to be able to get to the quarterback in a lot of those situations, so we should have got our hands up and tried to knock the ball down. But we were pressing. You know, a lot of times we were making inside moves, and he was escaping the pocket and making plays on us that way. And we recognized that, and we were told that we just didn't execute. So, you know, this week if the same situation arises, I think we'll be more prepared for it.
Freeman is not a get rid of the ball quick kind of guy. Though.
Actually, he is.
Is he?
Yeah,
this
week. No, last year he wasn't, but the week we saw him against Carolina, he was throwing that ball quick. He wasn't holding the ball too much.
So Sully's having a big impact.
Oh, of course, man. You know Sully, you know, they're going to be prepared. You know, they're going to have all types of things ready for us because, you know, he's been around us, so he knows what we're all about. So I don't think he's going to just sit back there and allow Freeman to be a sitting target. I think he's going to do some things to try to, you know, take a lot of the pressure off of him. But, you know, if we get the game in our favor, I think we'll do a pretty good job of rushing the passer.
Does that mean you get a steady diet of Martin early?
Yeah, of course. They're going to, you know, obviously they have a good defense, a very physical and aggressive defense. You know, they're going to run the ball, try to keep the sticks in their favor, keeping third and short situations. And if that's the case, we're not going to be able to rush the way we're accustomed to. But if we get them in a situation where it's a third and long or, you know, where we can really pin our ears back, then that's exactly what we'll do.
Obviously, knowing how competitive you, JPP, and Tuck are among each other, but also on game day, what do you expect specifically from the big three of you guys on this Sunday?
Well, it's all of us. You know, all our defensive linemen. Obviously, Rocky and Limbo played an excellent last game. You know, me, JP, and Tuck are going to compete. But I'm not going to just limit it to us three. I think all of us on the D-line are going to compete against each other.
The stuff you said about Sully, does that go for Bill too?
You know, absolutely.
Facing him?
Absolutely. You know, Bill knows. We were around Bill for a long time also, so he knows us very, very well. I'm not sure. I don't think he knows this defense because he wasn't in this defense that we're playing right now. But you know, offensively, he knows that. He knows what you know, Coach Gilbride is going to run. So it's going to be an outstanding game, one way or another, man. It's two teams who know each other very well, and it's going to be a battle.
What's it like going against a former coach? I mean, as a player, do you kind of want to show off to the former teacher or anything?
Nah, like that? I think we just want to win. I think you know, we know Sully. Sully knows what we're about. We don't have to, you know, try to, you know, prove anything to him. You know, he was here, so. We're just hoping for a good game, and hopefully we'll come out with a W.
JPP said he thought he was trying to hit too many home runs. You know, and do you sense that too, in him or you or Justin, that, you know, maybe a little too much of, you know, he said sometimes you try to get inside, and it just wasn't working.
Honestly, Paul, man, we just didn't get there, man. I mean, period. Whether we was trying to hit home runs or singles or whatever, we just didn't get to the quarterback, and you know, hopefully we're going to do a better job of that this week.
I mean, you obviously know after a game how many sacks you have, but you know, are you always interested in the list of hits?
Hits are the most important thing. Hits and pressures. I think you know, sacks. I've seen, you know, games where I've had, you know, the best game of my life, I didn't get a sack, and games where I played. Like, well, I play terrible, and you know, I got there once or twice, and it might look like I had a good game when in actuality I didn't. But hits in the quarterback, man, that's a test of true skill. That's you really getting there, and we just didn't do a good job of that against Dallas.
So when you see the zeros on that column,
right,
that's
more troublesome because you know sacks, everybody has to do their job. You know, the DBs have to make them hold the ball and all that stuff. But hits, you control that yourself.
And also, it affects the quarterback. I mean,
exactly.
It can affect the quarterback.
They're cumulative. Cumulative. You know, they get them thinking, they get them trying to throw the ball or hurrying, and you know, getting hits and pressures is the best thing.
So, Osi, when you look at a box score and the three of you didn't have a hit or a sack, is it weird? Is it something besides weird?
It's just something that we know we can't do if we're going to win. You know, thankfully the D-tackles stepped up. You know, as far as Linville and Rocky and, you know, Marcus and all those guys, they play very well. But, you know, as first ends, we have to play better for sure.